Well, Pinkies, good morning. It's a dark... Well, it's actually... Oh, I don't have my radar detector. Oh, dear. Uh-oh. I should have grabbed that. I don't have time. Pinkies, I am on my way to work this morning, and it's the wee hours of the morning, and fortunately, actually, I'm leaving later than I would normally. So there's a little bit of sun. The sun is out. It's very dark in the mornings around here, but we're on our way to work. I'm going to a different work location today. I'm on a bit of an adventure today with work, so we're going to go. I got a bit of a trip to go to because I'm not going to my regular workplace. Anyway, so I thought I'd better lay down an episode because I don't know when I'm going to have time to record another one. So here we go. Oh, already the morning traffic is just miserable. I mean, it's not even 8 o'clock in the morning. All right, people, I'm coming through. Oy, gore blimey. I'm going to have to do some double clutching on this car, poor old car. It's quite cold in the morning. We're going to have flat tires. Ugh, Pinkies. So we're in Dorian Gray today. This is the 911, Porsche 911, which I haven't driven for some time. And when I do drive it, I never get to any heat into the tires, so it's very slippery. So we're going to get some heat in the tires today, so you better hang on to your hat for that. So what to tell you? Let me think. This working for a living is they're working me to death, Pinkies. I've hardly had a day to myself. I am not even kidding. Like, literally, I had one day off this weekend. Oh, I hate this Monday to Friday work life. It's got to stop. I am going to put an end to this 9-to-5 work, working for the man. Because I've had it. Oh, dear God. Anyway, didn't get much time off this weekend. I had a lot. I was working, doing some extra work for the good of the world. You know, people, I am tired. I am done with helping the world become a better place. Like, I'm just too old and crotchety for this kind of stuff. I know the world needs help. Like, I am a socialist. I want the world to be a better place, but... You know, not at the expense of my own sanity. I mean, sometimes you gotta lay down the law and say, I cannot help you. You know, a couple days ago, I was in my duties as a fireman. I'm not a real fireman. Anyway, you know, I was dressed up as a fireman. I'm in my fireman drag. And in my regular daily work, and they make us drive around in these little vehicles would have the fire department logo. Well, wouldn't you know it, I'm stopped. It's the middle of a busy intersection, and we're all waiting. Everyone has important places to go, and this homeless person starts walking across the sidewalk, you know, the crosswalk. Ding, they get the ding ding. You have 20 seconds to cross four lanes of traffic. So here's this homeless lady pushing her cart with all her life's belongings. And she is definitely having some sort of mental breakdown, or I don't know if it was, you know, the DTs from the drugs leaving her body, but anyway, she was in a state, and she gets halfway across the crosswalk, of course, to right in front of my fire department truck, and then she starts to have a breakdown, and she stops walking, and she's blocking traffic. And so, here I am, the person of authority, the AHJ, as we call it, agency having jurisdiction in the old junk jargon. So I gotta give, I I turn on my emergency blinker flasher strobe lights, and you know, traffic is honking, and what the fuck is going on? And I gotta help this lady get her buggy and herself across the street. And I know, I mean, this is the world we live in. This is a terrible thing for this poor woman, you know, at the just the most worst stage of her life, probably having the worst day of her life. Oh, great, there's a cop up here. Oh, pinkies. We're gonna have to behave ourselves. Anyway, I had to help this gal get across the street. Because that's what you gotta do. You know, I really used to enjoy my work because I really felt like I was helping the world become a better place. When I used to be, you know, when I was dispatching fire trucks, 911, what's your emergency? You really felt like you were actually doing something. Now that I have a much more up close and personal interaction with the world, which is a dirty and skeevy place, I'm not enjoying my job anymore. This is not fun for me. I'm such a complainer. Oh, it's the I can't believe the traffic this morning. I'm not going to be able to get any heat into these tires. For heaven's sake, all you people all over the place. What are you up to, mister? Are you changing lanes? Of course. Yes. At least they're broadcasting their intentions. That's all you could ask. Oh, dear. We must make mention to George in Atlanta, who lost his brother to ALS, of all things. What a horrible disease. George, I'm feeling for you, sir. Our thoughts are with you. It's very tragic. You know, my mother died of diabetes. The end of her life, she was having such a horrible time. Her body was falling apart. And I know diabetes doesn't hold a candle to Lou Gehrig's disease. But in the scheme of bad diseases, ALS kind of takes the cake. But anyway, George, my heart goes out to you because I saw what a horrible time my poor mother had as her body stopped working. She wasn't able to do things, and it was really sad to see somebody wither away. So my feelings go out to you, George. I'm trying to make you feel better, George. Let me tell you about the way my mother died. Oh dear. So thoughts are with you, my friend. Hang in there. I don't know how close you were with your brothers, but in any case, I know we're all thinking about you. You got lots of comments from the world. Oh, they're keeping me honest today, pinkies. I don't know. Better turn off the Porsche stability management here. See if we can get into some trouble. Gonna need to work my way around these people in their cars. The nerve. Everywhere. And we got a break. 4,200 and traffic. I do have to say, this car has gotten quite a bit more rough since I put the new struts in the front, two new front struts. It's a lot more rough, but it's so much nicer when it's so a little more, just that little more rigid. I love the rigid now, the rigidity, the rigidness, the rigidity in this car. Oh my God, just traffic is everywhere, man. They're driving me. Railroad tracks. Sorry about that. We're going out to the country a little bit here. It's been a long time, and it's the weather. It's still a little cold, so the tires just feel just a slightly too non-malleable. They feel like, let's see, they feel like plastic wheels from a on the old wagon you drag your kid around. They're just not getting supple. They're still a bit hard. And there's these little patches of moistness in the corners where the trees are hiding or blocking the sun. You get these little wet spots in all your corners. And your tires aren't warmed up yet. So it's a little bit slippery. But that's all right. We don't mind. Miles an hour. Let's see, let's take third gear. 4,000 RPM. Got a nice hard down into second, a little lefty here. Keep the power on through the corner. Drift out, just a nice little bit of rear end drift there through that corner, just so lovely. Really loading up the weight on the front left wheel into that corner, and then it rebounds. And the back end just gets a little bit loose, just perfectly. So we do have a plan. I have to admit now, I'm God's honest truth, since this is a personal journal, I have to journal personally about I'm just done with this working for a living, so I intend to retire in 2020. So now all of my energy is focused on getting ready to stop work. Oh my God, they've turned this road into gravel. I gotta drive on gravel. Oh, it's just the intersection. Pinkies were driving Dorian Gray on gravel. That is a travesty. There's a guy going, where are you going so early in the morning? In a Cougar, like a 1968 Cougar. Green, metallic green with a black roof, black vinyl roof. What a nice looking car. Got all those little red lights in the tail, in the back tail lights there. So we're shipping out, Pinkies. We're pulling up stakes and heading for the hills. We got two airplanes flying. We're out here at the airport. What a busy place this place is on an early Monday morning in the middle of the crack of dawn. Oh, dear. I thought there might be school kids I could be running over at this hour, but they don't appear to be out. Maybe I beat them, those lazy kids. Maybe they're all, probably it's harvest time. Those kids are probably all farming. We go into a nice, just a really nice lefty. Lots of big room. take up two lanes to cross through. Oh, I love these. We got this righty, tighty righty, and we're off on the flats. Oh, listen to that engine. Oh, lovely. Now we got some heat in the tires, finally. And traffic. So, there's a lot to think about to extricate yourself from work life. You know, I got so many people who need my care right now, like my father, and I was talking earlier about how I am done helping the world, and I think it's time for me to step away and concentrate on my own family, get my father straightened out, organize a life where he can get more care, better care than he's getting. And it's so hard to do that when you're working every single day of the week. So, and Mr. Anderson and I, it's time for us to move on in our lives. He is done with his job as well. I had a good run in my job, and now I'm done. I've done that aspect of my life, and I'm really not interested in doing the work I'm currently doing, so time for me to get out of it and find something else to occupy my time. But I'm not going to be stupid about it. I'm going to do this with the most amount of forethought and planning that I can to maximize my efforts. So it's going to be a very structured process for me to leave my job. Anyway, I'm going to stop working in May of 2020. You mark my words. And come around May of 2020, I'll be like, oh, pinkies, I'm broke. I can't stop working. I got to keep going. Anyway, we'll see. I don't know how I'm going to pay for all the tires for all these cars if I don't have a job. So we'll have to think about that. What's more important, pinkies? Happiness in your life or being able to buy tires? I think it's tires. Are tires not the key to happiness? I believe they are. All right. Well, listen, I'm almost at my destination, unfortunately. And I'm kind of lost. I gotta make sure I get there before class starts. So I gotta concentrate on some things. So I will sign off for here, for now. Thank you for listening. I am the Fade Driver. You can email me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com. Yeah, that's it. So I might just play a song. We'll see if I'm going to play a song.